UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer was at the White House last night, where his meeting with Donald Trump appeared to go very well. There was talk of speedy US-UK trade deals, tariffs may not be necessary, and what was described as an unprecedented second state visit to the UK for President Trump meeting King Charles. Speaking at a joint press conference afterwards, the Prime Minister singled out technology and artificial intelligence as an area that the US and UK could work closely on.
And we're the only two Western countries with trillion-dollar tech sectors, leaders in AI. And look, we take a similar approach on this issue. Instead of over-regulating these new technologies, we're seizing the opportunities that they offer. So we've decided today to go further, to begin work on a new economic deal with advanced technology at its core. Look, our two nations together shaped the great technological innovations of the last century. We have a chance now to do the same for the 21st century.
To dig a bit deeper, we're joined by Sir Nigel Sheinwald, former UK ambassador to the US and former UK ambassador to the EU as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
This meeting, do you think it went as well as it could have gone?
I think it did. And I think, you know, all the vibes from Number 10 here today, here in London today, are very positive. As you've mentioned on trade, I think that they got a bit further probably than they expected, in the sense that the mood music coming out of that is that tariffs won't be necessary. I don't think anyone knows the content of this new economic deal. It's not the sort of traditional free trade deal that was being talked about in the first Trump term, which proved impossible. It's something else. And I think we'll just have to see how the negotiators get on with that. But the key point that Starmer was making was that the UK trade in goods is basically in balance, unlike the, you know, relationship the US has with a lot of other parts of the world, including the European Union. So in a way, the UK-US trade position is a bit different in itself. They also got out of Trump a very positive response on the issue of the Chagos Islands, this deal over Diego Garcia, which has been in the balance. And I think a more mixed outcome on Ukraine, where Keir Starmer certainly held his ground and made clear what was necessary in his view for the future, made clear who the aggressor was, because that had been in doubt in the last few weeks, in Trump's mind at least, and made clear that, you know, some sort of American security involvement in the future arrangements is going to be necessary, but didn't get back from Trump the clear response that maybe we would have liked. But with Zelensky coming to Washington today, maybe that wasn't a realistic thing. I think the truth is that we've got...
Can I ask you just about that? You said how realistic it was, because Sir Keir Starmer was certainly stating that this was an objective, that security guarantees for Ukraine were essential, that this was a message he was bringing to the White House, and yet at the end of the meeting, there was effectively silence on that.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm sure he did bring the message to the White House, and I'm sure that that was discussed explicitly. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't, you know, in the room. And I think you've got to see these things. I mean, there's a tendency always to see these individual meetings as high noon moments, make or break moments. The reality is that there's a lot of hard work still to do. And on the American side, it's only 5 weeks in. It's been a chaotic administration in many ways so far, with different people saying different things. So to get a peace deal in Ukraine, something that in principle all of us want, you're going to need a lot more settling down of where the points of convergence are. And the big unknown in this remains the position of Russia as the aggressor, as the country which really has not signaled, apart from at the most general level, that it wants a deal. So we'll have to see how that goes. But there are straws in the wind. I mean, he's certainly talking about his belief that Putin won't mess around with Americans on the ground. That's not what Keir Starmer was talking about, because, of course, Starmer was talking about American support for a British military operation. And that can't just be a few civilian mineral engineers on the ground. It has to be something more than that. So I think we'll have to see how this goes. The UK was playing there for the long game, for a relationship with Trump over the period of his presidency, which will coincide with Keir Starmer's first term. I think it's very helpful that a bunch of European leaders are descending on Washington. You had Macron earlier in the week. I think your own Taoiseach is going there in a few weeks' time. I think hearing these united and aligned messages will be helpful. But there's a lot we still don't know about the Trump administration.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, you were a former UK ambassador to the European Union. I think a lot of Europeans will be very interested to see what comes out of the meeting which has been convened this weekend by the Prime Minister, focused on Ukraine, given he's just had a meeting with President Trump.
Yeah, indeed. And I think that's another example of seeing things as a more of a continuum. I mean, clearly, after Macron's visit and now Keir Starmer's, there's an opportunity to brief others who are potentially going to be involved in a peacekeeping operation in Ukraine. I think that's the purpose of it, to top that up. President Zelensky himself is going to be there, hot foot from his own visit to Washington today. So I think, you know, there are so many different elements in play. There's this minerals deal, which to some extent binds America in. It may be a good motive for doing that, but it's not the whole picture. There's NATO. President Trump, I think one of the gains for Starmer yesterday was that President Trump talked about Article 5 of NATO, the core principle that we support each other at times of crisis. He talked about that and didn't knock it down. So there are straws in the wind. There are elements that I think Europeans can build on with the administration. We saw yesterday the cooperative and gracious Trump, not the vengeful and destructive one that we have seen in him and his colleagues in the administration over the past few weeks. We'll have to see how this works out. One positive thing was, I think, that Keir Starmer corrected J.D. Vance yesterday after his performance in Europe 3 weeks ago. So we've got to remind ourselves, yeah, we're all a bit exhausted after 5 weeks of announcements from this administration. Things still have to settle down, particularly on the key issue of Ukraine, European security, where a great deal of challenge has been introduced into the system.
Just one last question. We do know that President Trump likes to be buttered up. What did you make of the invitation to the UK being rolled out, the language used, and you don't have to be diplomatic when you give your answer?
Well, look, I mean, I think it was inevitable. It was mooted in advance. It was going to be done. It was done with I think on the front page of the Irish Times today, the word masterstroke. I don't know about that, but it was certainly used very, very theatrically yesterday, and did the trick. You've got to play the man to some degree. And Trump, as we know, likes a lot of flattery. It's unprecedented. That's partly because he's only the second president in American history to have, you know, two non-consecutive terms. So that's why that's the case. I think you have to play in to the relationship. Trump's interest in history, his interest in personal relations, and his theme park view of some of our European countries. I think you've just got to live with that and play with it.
No doubt our Taoiseach will be taking note. But Sir Nigel Sheinwald, thank you so much for joining us, former UK ambassador to the US and indeed the EU.